You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Minnesota-raised, Nashville-based songwriter Brennan Wadell joins me now on the show after recently announcing her self-titled album, which is due next week, alongside two new singles, Let's Be Models and $2 Pistol. Brennan is a master storyteller in her music and pairs lyrical prowess with silky, smooth alt-country sonics. She's been described as the love child of Liz Phair and Lucinda Williams. Welcome, Brennan, to the show. How you doing? I say morning, but for you, it's kind of early evening.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning. It's evening in Nashville, so it's like we're time traveling.
Yes, yes. It's kind of, you know, it's nice to, I guess, experience the temporal aspects of time with someone on radio. We don't often do it. Usually I'm making people in international countries wake up at 6 a.m. So I'm glad I haven't done that to you.
Nice. Respect. You got to respect the radio hustle.
You do. You do indeed. Now let's jump into it. You've kind of existed in this alt country space, but these releases are stepping into the country rock on a little bit of like a bigger sphere, I guess. And it's in the best way possible. Going into this album's creative process, was that something that was on your mind, or was it just a subconscious thing that sort of just occurred?
Yeah, I mean, before we recorded this album, Katie Crutchfield and I decided that we want to find the intersection between punk and country and like grunge and Americana and just try to find that sweet spot. And just when I first started playing the guitar, I wanted to tell stories, and country music and living in Nashville, and it was a natural farm to table experience.
Yeah.
bringing the twang back in.
That kind of leads me on to my next question, which, you know, country, it's a genre that it doesn't just lend itself to storytelling. It's born in storytelling, you know. Were you a storyteller before music in your life?
I'm a Gemini, so...
Me too.
I do love to... Yes, we love it. Wordplay, conversation, banter has always been how I connect with people. And... learning how to do that through lyrics and poetry and skits and just anything that requires a quill and your notebook. it's been a part of my life for as long as I can remember.
Mm. And,
and letter writing.
Oh, true. Do you still write letters? Is that something
letters.
You're still doing?
I'm trying to get back into it. Everyone loves a nice letter.
They do. They do.
Better than bills.
Yeah, much better than bills. Yeah, considering bills are the only thing you get in the mail these days, a nice letter, yeah, it's a change of pace. You mentioned Katie Crutchfield. You've worked with so many talented musicians on this record, Brad Cook, Colin Croom, Lindsay Jordan, alongside others. And just tell me about why those people, why putting them all together? Friends, colleagues, what was the story there?
Yeah, it came about through friendship and magic. And a few years ago, Lindsay Jordan of Snail Mail sent Katie Crutchfield a song of mine. And one thing led to another. We got coffee and we... decided that she was going to produce this album, and we worked together to find players that could meet us at the intersection of grunge and Americana, and I've met a lot of great new friends along the way.
Beautiful. And let's chat about the singles here. Let's Be Models, it's kind of a sing-songy ode to playing make-believe, finding the magic in the mundane with friends. You worked in multiple indie movie theaters growing up. How did that inform the experiences on the track lyrically and sonically?
Totally. Wow. Well, when you enter a cinema, you're kind of clocking out of your of the real world for a second. And I think with like a soulmate or like a really good friend that sees you see them, you kind of create your own world. In the movie biz, the movie theater biz, there's just you see a lot of different characters, whether they're the people coming to the movies or the actual characters in the movie. So, I've always been inspired by maybe watching characters act out things that I might be too afraid to or don't have the words for, or love movie theaters, Junior Mints, or do you guys have Junior Mints over in New Zealand?
No.
Oh
Are
my
they like
God.
a sweet, like a lolly? Is that what?
Yeah. It's like they're little minty candies, those in the popcorn.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, we have something similar, so maybe that's the go for listeners. We've actually got our International Film Festival on, so they should pair mints with
Okay.
popcorn. There you go.
Take
Beautiful.
notes.
And the other track, $2 Pistol, sounds like a stadium anthem. It's so large and rallying. It's the kind of song that makes you believe that dreams come true, in my personal opinion. What was the story behind that track?
A friend wanted to give up on music. And I was like, girl, you can't. We need you. So that's basically what the song's about.
Oh, but that's beautiful, you know?
Very simply put, that is, it's like, it's a love letter to my friend being like, don't quit, girl.
Was there any kind of influence
Yeah.
on you as well? You know, you're writing the song for someone else, but you're also hearing that message yourself.
That's true. Yeah, it's an affirmation. Yeah, I haven't really thought of it that way, but honestly, it's singing about continuing. And yeah, I could use those affirmations every once in a while.
And you're giving you those informations anytime you sing it. Totally. And you've
That's
also
true.
found success online in the social media spaces. How has that, in terms of it affecting your career, but also when you're creating, does it change the lens you create for in any way? I mean, it's such an interesting time with social media being paired with being a musician.
Totally. I try to be careful when that part of my writer brain comes out. I think when that part of my writer brain comes out, the most helpful advice she can give me is don't bore us, get to the chorus. Like I want to hear songs that I can sing along to, not all the time, but that's kind of like just I try not to write anything that I don't stand behind or like I cringe out about. I might cringe out a few years down the line, but in the moment, don't bore us, get to the chorus sometimes.
That's a great. That's another affirmation you got right there. And there's this line that you've said about the record that you used to cower at being perceived as anything less than a delight. Across the album, you're battling kind of against this younger version of yourself, a people pleaser, and you gain your own personal power throughout that journey. Having made the album, gone through those processes of kind of dealing with that, or working through the motions of those on the tracks, where do you stand now in terms of your own self-expression and your power in that?
It's different every day. And it's like I've realized that it's not easy to change the way your brain is hardwired
Totally.
overnight. And it takes time to act how, well, move through life with how we are now and not how we were growing up. And just operating from who we are now and not past versions of ourselves. I think sometimes I'm like, it's not happening. It doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah.
That's what I'm learning right now.
Work in progress. Yeah, I had someone tell me that your brain, it's like it's hardwired on these tracks, but you can change the tracks. But it's hard to change a train going on tracks that have been going on those tracks for your whole life, you know?
Yeah, well-seasoned tracks.
Yeah. And one last question to end off here, Brennan. The album, it drops August 21st. Very, very exciting. It's self-titled. And what was the decision behind making it self-titled?
I just felt it was a very... this collection of songs is who I am right now. And that felt like a way to kind of step forward with this collection of songs and be like, I back this. Give it a spin.
Beautiful. I mean, that nice and simple and succinct. And actually, I'll just squeeze this last one in. In a very succinct terms, what do you think is the number one thing that informs your songwriting, aside from being a Gemini?
Relationships of all kinds, across the board. No one's safe from the songwriter.
No, they definitely are not. Thank you so much, Brennan, for your time. It's been lovely to chat with you. This is a really exciting album.
Likewise.
You must be stoked for it to finally hit people's ears.
Thank you. I am. I'm ready for it to be out.
Beautiful. I'm going to play Let's Be Models here on the program, and everybody listening is sure to love it. Brennan, have a great rest of your evening.
You too. Have a great morning, everybody.
Sweetheart.
Thank you.
That was Brennan Wadle on the program, chatting about her newest singles and upcoming album. It's set to be a hell of a release. Here on Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi is Let's Be Models. Keep it locked, and I'll be back shortly.
Let's go swimming at the downtown hotel. Let's be loud and swing our tops around. Take the train and chip at McDonald's. Whistling and drinking up the sound. Let's be models. Let's be models who don't have a dime and live in the light of the city.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.